Begin the current daf Masechta Erev and daf Hey. Begin two lines down from the bottom of the Amud on daf Dal Amud Beis, where the Gemara comes to explain the machlekes between Rav Yosef and Abaye from the previous daf. The Gemara gives four different explanations to try to interpret what this machlekes is about. We had a case that we said regarding if there was a kaira, a crossbeam that's trying to make a mavoi permitted to be able to carry over there. So one of the necessary things are to either have a lechi, a side post, or a kaira, or a crossbeam that's by the entry of the mavoi of the alleyway. However, it was higher than 20 amas, and the mavoi is not kosher if the kaira is higher than 20 amas. So the person wanted to make it that the airspace will be less than 20 amas. So he tried elevating the ground area so that now the airspace from the kaira down to the floor is going to be less than 20 amas. And that was a machlekes regarding how deep into the length of the mavoi does this elevation, let's say this platform, have to go in. So it definitely has to have the height that's going to diminish to 20 amas, but how far in? So Rabbi Yosef said just a tefach, which is exactly the airspace underneath where the actual kaira is. And the Abaye said, no, it has to go in 4 tefachim. That's how deep it has to go in. It's not enough just to diminish the height right under where the kaira is. It has to go into the length of the mavoi, at least up to 4 tefachim. So what is that machlekes dependent on? Why would Rabbi Yosef say it's a tefach and the Abaye say it's 4 tefachim? And that is where our Gemara begins. Let's say that this is what they're arguing about. The Mandama Tefach that Rabbi Yosef held, that the reason why it only has to be a Tefach, this elevation, is Kesavim Mutalish Tamash Tachas Kaira. That's because he holds, which is a Machlekes, if one is permitted to do things, utilize the Heter of the Mavi, of the alleyway, to utilize it, and that there's no problem about that one might come to carry Rosh Hashanah, that here it's a permitted area, even directly under the crossbeam itself. And that's because he holds that the outermost part of the crossbeam is what creates this Mechitza, that's the area where it comes down and, like, so to speak, halachic wall that closes off the mavoi, but the outermost part of the kaira, and therefore the area right underneath it, is permitted area because it's the outer part that's closing off that fourth open part of the alleyway that's open to Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara later on, the Afches is Mashma, and therefore, since the shear of 20 amas is, as we had explained, is because of a hecker, to be able to realize, wait a second, that this is a distinct area from Rosh Hashanah. So if somebody that's standing right under the kaira, where is a permitted area to be utilizing the mavoi, that tefach of space, he's going to realize that, yes, there's a kaira here because this one tefach area is elevated. And this is part of the mavoi that we're permitting because you can carry there, you can do all your utility there under the kaira, because again, it's the outermost part of the kaira that's going to be creating the mechitza, and therefore for that area, it's going to have that permission, and therefore the kaira is creating a change in the mavoi, exactly for that area, because the rest of the area is higher than 20 amas. But here, since I made this elevation over here, this platform, and I could use this space, I'm looking up, so therefore it's enough just to have a tefach of this elevation, because you can utilize that space of the elevation, therefore the kaira is doing something and creating this hecker for the mavoi. And then we continue on to the top of Daf Heyam and Aleph. However, Mandama Arba Ksavar, but Abaye that held that it has to be 4 Tefachim. It's not enough just to have this elevation, this one Tefach right under the Kaira. It has to go into the length of the Mavi, at least up to 4 Tefachim. He held Asalish Tamash Tachas Kaira, that you're not allowed to use the area under the crossbeam. And that's because he held that the innermost part of the kaira, not the outermost, the innermost part is the one that comes down and creates this halachic wall that's going into the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the width of the crossbeam is, so to speak, out of the wall, because it's the innermost part that's creating it. And therefore, whoever is going to be utilizing the mavoi is not going to have this heker of the kaira, because there, the floor is lower down. We only made the elevation right under the kaira. And the area under the kaira is not allowed to be used because the halachic wall is not from the outermost part of the kaira, it's from the innermost part of the kaira. And therefore, since the kaira has to create a utility, a significance for this, that I can see that the kaira is here within the mavoi, so there, that's why we have to have that the elevation of the height has to be even from within the crossbeam. It's not enough to be that tefach directly under it, again, because that's not part of the mavoi that you could use. So once we already said that it's not enough just the area under the kaira, because as we said, you can't use that area, so then we already required a significant and respectable amount that it is recognizable, and that's always the share of dal tefachim. I'm not going to say, although generally it would sound like Abaye could have said 2 tefachim, because then you can have one tefach within the mavoi, because you can't use the one tefach under the kaira. But once we already said it's not enough that one tefach, we required a distinct amount, which always a makom chashuv is at least dal tefachim. And that's why Abaye said it has to be Dalet Tefachim again, not like Rabbi Yisus says enough with a Tefach, because that Tefach under the Kaira is not Mavoi space, because you can't use the area. It's the innermost part of the Kaira that creates the wall. Under the Kaira is outside of the Halachic wall. And that's why it has to be a four Tefachim. That's the Gemara's first interpretation of the Machlekes. And then the Gemara says, like, maybe not. Maybe that's not what they argue about. The Kuli Amik Savri Mutalishtamish Techas Kaira. Maybe everybody, even Abaye agrees, you are allowed to use the area under the crossbeam, and it's that we view the outermost part as closing it off. But the Machlekes is in the following idea. Mar Savri, Rabbi Yisrael held that Kaira, regarding the crossbeam, that the Cham were Mesakin for the Mavoi, what is the purpose? Why did they create this halacha of putting up a crossbeam? Mishum Hekar, as we had explained till now, it's a sign, it's a reminder that you shouldn't come to permit carrying in Rosh Hashanah because it looks the same. It's a lot of people coming and going. It's a more of a public area. So therefore, when you have a hacker, when you're coming in, so you see that, wait a second, there's this crossbeam. Obviously, it's showing me that this is where the Mavoi ends, and then it's Rosh Hashanah. That's the purpose of it. And therefore, if you're going to have this space, which again you could use the space under the Kaira so you could see it, and therefore you're not going to come to carry, and that's why it's enough with that one Tevach. Umar Sava, but Abaye held that Kaira, this a Chachamim, where Mesakin the Kaira that makes a Heter for a Mavi, the reason is Mishum Mechitza, not because of just a sign, rather it's some type of halachic wall, that we say that we view the outermost part of the crossbeam as if it's coming down literally like a wall. And that, the Rabban say, that more than 20 Amas, we will not say that as if Yerid V'Saisim, as if this Kaira, as if this crossbeam would be coming down, creating this virtual wall. And since this Miut, which is this thing is that is diminishing the airspace of the 20 Amas, which is, let's say, a platform, whatever it is not for Tvachim. In other words, Abaye is showing you why it has to be for Tvachim. Because if it wasn't for Tvachim, then this quote-unquote Mechitza, this virtual wall of what we're saying the Kaira is, it's not a hacker like Rabbi Yisrael holds. Abaye holds that the Kaira, the purpose it is to create a wall. It's a virtual wall, as if it's a laser coming down and creating this wall. Now, if it's a Mechitza, how is it becoming a Mechitza? Mechitza, it will not be, we said, if it's higher than 20 Amas. So it has to be below 20 Amas. Now we could create this virtual wall. But for how much of a space is the wall for? If it's less than 4 Tefachim, this elevation, now the internal part of the Amavoi, it's higher than 20 Amas. As we said, the whole area was, but we're diminishing it with this platform. Now, how big is this platform? If it's less than 4 Tefachim, then this virtual wall is for an area of less than 4 Tefachim. And yet, we know throughout this Masechta that a Mechitza, a wall, that's not fit for an area of 4 Tefachim is not a Mechitza at all. And that's because the Rishus HaYachid is not less than 4 Tefachim. A domain cannot be a domain less than 4 Tefachim. And even if it's surrounded with walls that are 10 Tefachim, and similar, a sugya later on in this Masechta by Gezuz Taroist of Chananya ben Akavya, the Gemara says the same thing. Now, walls are not walls only if there's at least an airspace of 4 Tefachim, as the Gemara says in Perikates and Mishtatfen, and Daf Peivav and Mabez. And therefore, that's why Abaye says that this platform, or whatever it is that's diminishing the airspace to within 20 Amas, has to be 4 Tefachim, because it's a halacha of mechitzas. And what am I creating walls for? At least an airspace of 4 Tefachim. And the rest of the Mavi is not, I'm not creating a wall for it, because for them, I'm higher than 20 Amas. It's only less than 20 Amas for it to be this Yeri translation, the halachic wall, regarding because I'm making it smaller. So that area has to be 4 Tefachim, or else you cannot create walls for an area less than 4 Tefachim. So there are the machlokes again between Rabbi Yisrael and Abaye, according to the second interpretation, is what is the concept of the Kaira? Is the Kaira a hacker? And therefore, yes, that's enough of a sign, even for an area of one Tefach. Or is the halach of Mechitza, of this virtual wall, which has to have at least 4 Tefach. The Ibai Sema, the Gemara says, a third approach. No, the Kulial Mekor Kaira Mishum Hacker. Everyone agrees, as we had assumed until now, that the crossbeam is not a virtual wall. It's a hacker, it's a sign. The people's eyesight goes up to 20 Amas, not more than that, and therefore, It should be like Rabbi Yisrael had said, it would seem, that the tefach underneath should be enough. However, the Gemara says, "Ohacha beheker shel mato beheker shel malakim." The machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael and Abaye surrounds this parallel of the above heker, which is the kaira, and the below heker. And that is the marasava that Rabbi Yisrael held, that Amrina, we say, heker shel mato, heker shel mala, that this sign, which is this miut, this platform, whatever it is that's diminishing, that's working in tandem, so to speak, with the Kaira, has the same properties as the Heker that's above, which is the Kaira itself. And that is just like the Kaira is enough to be just a Tefach, so to this bottom part that's working in tandem also only has to be a Tefach. Umar Sava, but Abaye held, no, loy, We don't say that they are the same. And therefore, regarding applied from that, we would require four tvachim. It's not the same as the heker shel mala, which is the kair, which is just a teva. V'bayisema, a fourth approach the Gemara says is, the kuli amemrin and heker shel mata, heker shel mala. In truth, everyone says that it, since it's working in tandem, the purpose of the platform is to go ahead and create the kaira, which is enough to be a tefach, so too the ground is enough to elevate in the width of a tefach. However, the machlokes here is regarding, did we make a decree that we're concerned that it's going to be diminished, it's going to wear out, and that is this platform, whatever it is that we're elevating the ground of, maybe by people walking constantly, and the mavoi is a very public area, that it's going to diminish it, it's going to erode this miut, this whatever space, this ground, that let's say earth that you piled up to make it less than 20 amas, and then it's going to be less than the tefach. And since we need more, so because we're concerned that if it's just a tefach, once you wear away just a little bit, it's going to be less than a tefach, that's not going to be enough of a space to be directly under the kara, because it's less than a tefach. So therefore, we definitely need, according to Abaye that says we are concerned with this, you definitely need to have more than a tefach. So Rashi says a similar logic that we said before, that once we said that it's not enough to have just exactly like the heker shel mala, because again, since it might be eroded, we're not so concerned about it. Here, people are constantly walking and then it's going to wear it out. So then again, we need a makim chashiv that's generally that we know in all areas, which is dal tefachim. That's why Abaye held it has to be dal tefachim, but Rabbi Yosef wasn't concerned about it being worn out, and people will realize and they'll be on top of it. Either way, so Rabbi Yosef said, no, it's enough. Again, as we said, the heker shel mata is heker shel mala, just like the kara could be a tefach, so too this elevation could also be a tefach, whereas Abaye was concerned, and therefore once it has to be more than tefach, we said it has to be four tefach. So again, we had four approaches in the Gemara, and the machlekes between Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, if this elevation has to be a tefach or four tefach, if it's, are you permitted to utilize the area under the crossbeam or not? Second approach was that what is the property of the kaira? Is it because of a heker that it's a sign, or is it because of mechitza like halachic wall? Third approach was, do we say that the heker shel mala is keheker shel mata, that they should be the same of a tefach or possibly requiring four tefachim? And the fourth approach was, do we make this gezeira? Are we concerned that maybe it's going to wear out, and therefore it's not enough to have exactly a tefach because it's going to wear out, it's going to be less than that. And then we have to have more. And once we say you have to have more, then we say a chashav amount, an area that we always utilize, which is four tefach. Now the Gemara continues with a similar case to the one that we were explaining from the previous daf, which was this machlokes Abaye and Rav Yosef, that there we spoke about that it's higher than 20 amas. And then we wanted to diminish that by creating some elevation. Now the Gemara says a similar type of case, but in reverse. Let's say the crossbeam was less, it was lower than 10 tefachim, which that also is not kosher. It can't be too high, it can't be higher than 20 amas, but yet it cannot be less than 10 tefachim. So therefore, what did the person do? You have to have a Pesach that's only considered has at least an elevation of 10 tefachim. And here it's below that. So he went and carved out from the ground to go ahead and now make it that it will be an airspace of 10 tefachim. Kamachaykik. How much do you have to carve out for it to be kosher? So the Gemara says, Kamachaykik, how much do you have to carve out? What do you mean? Kam litzarchle. However much you need to. If it was, we said it's below 10 tefachim, so if it was 8 tefachim, you have to carve out another 2. If it was 7 tefachim, 3. What does that mean? How much? So rather, elamashcha bekama, similar to the discussion that the Gemara had regarding the questioning, it was asking about how much do you have to use to elevate, to diminish the height of 20 amas, here regarding to add on, to go at, carve out, to increase it to the 10 tefachim, the Gemara says it doesn't mean regarding the height. That obviously is whatever it will take to get to 10 tefachim. It means in the width of this area of the mavoi, how much you have to carve out. And that is the different terminologies of mashche bekama. And there we said a different terminology is because regarding carving out, it makes sense to use the terminology of mashche. But either way, the Gemara's question is, in the length of the mavoi, how much do you have to carve out for it to be? In other words, the rest of the mavoi is going to be whatever it is, 7 tefachim from the height. Here the question, from the height of the kaira. But here we're asking now that we want to make a 10 tefachim, how deep into the length of the mavoi does it have to be? And that the Gemara says, machlokes Rav Yosef and Abaye, but it's different than their measurements they said regarding the previous machlokes. Rav Yosef amar b'dalid tefachim, Rav Yosef says that it has to be 4 tefachim, and Abaye amar b'arba amas, and Abaye says it has to be 10 amas. And that is, although Rav Yosef said before, regarding the discussion of the crossbeam, that it's enough with 1 tefach, here he says it has to be 4 tefach. And the difference is because there were walls already. And we're just coming to diminish. And that is because we have this halach of the kaira that We just need this hecker, this sign. So that's it. That's enough with a tefach that once I have in the area that I'll see it. So now I'm already utilizing and it's creating this hecker. So that's enough. What again, with just a tefach. However, over here, where you're creating walls, which is because less than 10 tefachim, the walls are not walls. So then both according to Rav Yosef and according to Abaya, it has to be fit for the shear, for the halachas of a wall, for the shear of what is necessary for the length of a mavi, for a complete mavi. How long does a mavi have to be? That's how much of an area has to have a height of 10 tefachim. Again, because less than 10 tefachim, you're not having that length of a mavi because it's not considered walls at all, less than 10 tefachim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef, that he holds that the length of a mavi is 4 tefachim. That's why this carving out that the depression in the ground has to go down till 10 tefachim to a length of 4 tefachim. Abaye that holds that the shear of the length of a mavi is 4 amas. Therefore, he holds that you have to carve out in the ground for the length to make it to the height of 10 tefachim for the length in the mavi of 4 amas. As the Gemara wants to say, Lema b'di Rebbe Ami v'Rebbe Asi k'min. The Gemara says, let's say that this machlokes is with Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, that how long into the mavi do you have to dig down for it to be 10 tefachim? Is it 4 tefachim or 4 amas? Let's say they're arguing in what Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi had said. Didma, as we learned, mavi shenifrats mitzidoi. Regarding a mavi, again, the alleyway is one that's enclosed on three sides, but you have the chatzeres, the courtyards, open into the alleyway, and the house is open to the courtyard, and then that alleyway opens up to the Rishus Rab. So now you have it closed on three sides. The fourth side is the one that's open to the Rishus Rab, again, which you either have a kaira there, a crossbeam, or a lechi, a side post. Now, if let's say one of the side walls on the length of the mavi were breached, Kalapi roishoy towards the front part, which is near the crossbeam, but a little bit pulled back. That is, there is some wall still there, but it's close to there. So then, itma b'shmei de Reb Ami Reb Asi, the following halacha was said in the name of Reb Ami Reb Asi. Im yesh shom pas dalad, if there is at least left over from the wall, at least a wall of 4 tefachim, or that he create, even if it was breached totally to the part of the kaira, but he made at least a wall, he put up something there, a board that has 4 tefachim where it's breached, near to the crossbeam, then mata bepirza, then it's going to be permitted there, in spite of the fact that there's a breach, and that you didn't totally close up the breach, ad eser, in other words, up until 10 amis, that it's breached, if the breach is not more than 10 amis, and that you have at least a board or something from the wall left over, 4 tefachim, which is totally by the area that's open to the Rishus Rabim, then in that combination it's going to be kosher. And that reason is that since you have the hechsher, you have the what's necessary for the length of the mavi from the crossbeam till the breach, which again is 4 tefachim, so you have that board over there. So then we're not going to be nullifying the halacha of the original Pesach, the opening that's open to the Rishus Rabim, which is what the kor is there to permit. And that is, it maintains its status that it had, and the kaira will permit it. And although there's a pirtza that is there, but since it's not more than 10 amas, that pirtza, that breach, will also have a halacha of a pesach, of an opening. And a mavoi, this alleyway, does not become possible by having many openings. It has the one going into the main one that it had before, going open into the Rishus Rab, which that has the kaira. Now that is a full-fledged pesach for the kaira to permit it because it has at least a board or something left over in the wall of 4 tefachim, which is the necessary shear of the mavoi to have just 4 tefachim. And that is, even if people leave the original opening to the Rishus Rab, which is where the kaira is, and they constantly go in and out from the breach that's there, because that's shorter there, it's a shortcut that people constantly use. Even so, it's not going to be mevatel. It's not going to nullify the halacha of the opening and the kaira, the crossbeam, from the first opening that there was, is because, as we said before, that since there's 4 tefachim of wall that's near that opening, to the way the kaira is, and since it has the length of 4 tefachim, which is fit for that kaira, so that has the hechsher mavi, that's all necessary for it to be halacha of a mavi. And this breach, since it's not more than 10 amas, so it will have the halacha of an opening. And it's not a breach, it doesn't destroy this wall, it's just an opening into that wall. However, the Gemara continues, v'im lav, but if there is no board of 4 tefachim, which is open to that original opening, which is to the side of that breach, again, the breach is on the side, on the length of the Mavi, and then by the width of the Mavi, which is the part that's open to the Rishus HaRabim, there is where there's a Kaira. So if there is no board of four Tfachim, then Pachas Mishleisha, if the breach is less than three Tfachim, then Matter. Then the ticking of the Mavi, which is the Kaira, will permit the Mavi. And the reason is because although there's a breach there, and you have less than four Tfachim of wall next to the Kaira, next to that opening, so therefore that cannot in its own right validate the Kaira and validate that opening because it doesn't have the Hekshah of the Mavi. But the reason is the breach here is not a full breach, and therefore we see it as a regular wall. So it's making this original Mavi, this original Pesach, is going to be a full-fledged Pesach because it's part of the continuity of the whole wall. And that is because this breach is not a breach that will undo the halacha of the wall, because it's like Lavud. It doesn't even have the halacha of a breach, because we know that love, it says that if you have a hole, a breach, less than three tefachim, we view it as connected as one. And therefore then, even in that case, it's going to be kasha. However, shleisha, but if the breach is three tefachim, and again, we're talking about that there is no pastel, there is no border for tefachim by what's open to that original Pesach going into the Rishus HaRabim, and now near that board, let's say it's not four tefachim, let's say it's two tefachim. And right next to that two tefachim is this breach that's more than three tefachim, then ain't a matter. Then that kaira that's by the original Pesach will not permit the mavi, and you cannot utilize it as a kosher mavi to carry over there. And the reason is that since people from the mavi, from the alleyway, will not be using that original Pesach because they use the breach on the side as a shortcut through that breach, so we're concerned maybe they're going to totally leave that original opening to the Rishus HaRabim, and they're going to come in through the breach, and then it will nullify this original Pesach. And therefore, the Kaira will not be a valid Kaira because it's not permitting anything. There is no Mavi, there's no Pesach there for the Kaira to work as a sign for that Pesach. And therefore, this Mavi does not have a Kaira. And that's what the Gemara later on will explain in this Perek, exactly how this works. But those are some of the concepts that Ravam and Ravasi explain regarding what is going to be the ramifications of a case when there's a breach on the side of the wall, depending how large the breach is and how much of the wall is left over that's open to the Rishus HaRab. However, what the Gemara wants from this is that Lirav Yosef Islid Rabami. Rav Yosef obviously holds Rabami because Rav Yosef said, what is the necessary shear of the length of the Mavi? It has to be four tefachim. Now that is what Rabami and Rabasi said, that it's enough if you have a pastal, a wall that's left over, or you put up a board of four tefachim, that itself will make it a shear of Heksha Mavi. And even if the breach is up to 10 amis, which obviously you don't say love it on, and we view it as a separate area, but since you have its own area of the original Pesach, of four tefachim, which is its own mavoi, so therefore the car will work and be a valid car for that area. That's like Rav Yosef. Labaya lesser de Rabami. It would seem that Rabaya does not hold over Ami and Rabasi, because according to him, the heksha of a mavoi has to be four amis. And here also, if you don't have a board of four amis, then this car will not make a heter just because of this board that you have over there, because that's four tefachim. And a kaira cannot work for a non-mavoi entity. And now, if it doesn't have four amas, that's a non-mavoi entity. So, although there's going to be four tefachim, Abaye says, wait a second, that can't work because that's not its mavoi in its own right. And since you have a valid breach here on this side, so I have no mavoi because I don't have the whole extension of this mavoi because it's breached somewhere in between. And before that breach, it's only four tefachim, and four tefachim is not the share of a mavoi. So it seemed that they're arguing in this point. So Amlecha Abaye says, no, it's not true. Really, I could hold like Rabam and Rabasi too. Although there they say that it's enough with four tefachim by having that board, or what's left over from the wall, because hasam seif mavi, they're talking about over there by the end of a mavi, and that is, Rabbi Amir Vasi is talking about a case that there was an extant mavi. The mavi was there, but then something came to invalidate it. So therefore, we say that to return it to its status of mavi that it had, it's enough with four tefachim. But Hacha, what I'm talking about with Rabbi Yosef, is Tchilas Mavi, is to create a Mavi, which we're carving out in the ground over here to create walls and to create a Mavi. To create a Mavi, then you have to have four Amas. It's very different when you have something that's already there, just to maintain it, in some sense, it's enough with four Tfachim, to go ahead and put up a pass, a board of four Tfachim. But to create a Mavi, to create the walls, then you have to have four Amas. As Abaye said, Iika Arba Amis in Iloiloi, that to create the Mavi, then if it's four Amis, then yes, but if not, and therefore even Rabbi Basi would agree to me, it's only to maintain, but to attain would require four Amis. So I'm Abaye Menamina. Abaye says, Okay, so I have this machlekes Rav Yosef. What is the shear? What is the requisite length of a mabe? Is it 4 amas or 4 tefachim? Pastor says, how do I know this? And he's going to make 2 rayas to show that the length of a mabe has to be 4 amas. The time, like, learn the brayso. Ein mabe nitter belechi v'kaira. A mabe, an alleyway, cannot be permitted with the halachas of a shetuf and mavoyis of creating a mabe, only with a side post or crossbeam. But it requires also until there are houses and courtyards that open up into the alleyway. And that is, you have the houses that open up into the courtyards, that each, there's a whole bunch of houses in one courtyard. Then the courtyards, they join and open up into the mavi, because that's the way it used to be in the times of the Gemara, that the homes would open up only into the courtyards. And the courtyards, a chutzer that's said throughout Shas, and the Mishnah is only in the front of the houses, what it would be open in front, but what was in the backyard, so to speak, that had a different term. That wasn't called chutzer, that was called either muktza or rechava. That was a different term. So the front of the houses would be opened up into the chutzer, and then the chutzer would open up into the mavi, and again, many batim into one chutzer, and many chutzeres into one mavi, and then that mavi would take him to the Rishis Rab. And so now Abai proves his point. It says, V'ibidal, and if it's like Yurev Yosef, that a mavli is kosher, even if it has just the length of 4 tefachim, Nahechem Mishkachesla, how are you going to fulfill this halacha of Batim Chatzeris Pesuches Lamavli, that 2 Chatzeris, and that is because it says it has to have houses and Chatzeris, courtyards open to this mavli. Now, the least amount necessary to have Chatzeris is 2. The least of the plural is 2. Now, a Pesach, an opening, cannot be less than 4 tefachim. Now, how could you have an opening of a chatzer open into a mavi that the length of the mavi itself is only 4 tefachim? Where are you going to be putting the side posts? It's going to be totally open into the mavi. There will not be a mavi. It's going to be one big chatzer. Because again, 2 chatzeres have to open up into one mavi, which the mavi, you're telling me, could be even a length of 4 tefachim. That means the opening of the chatzer on one side, and then the other side is totally open, totally flush. Now, that means you have no mavoi, because maybe you might have one back wall, but there's no 3 walls, there's nothing here. It's totally open, so it's one large chatzer of the 2 chatzeres. So again, how could that be? Obviously, it has to be 4 amas. And then you could have opening of 4 tefachim, which you still have this whole leftover part of the mavoi, and then you could have 2 chatzeres open up into the one mavoi. But however, according to you, how can you have a case of it being 4 tefachim if again, then you're not going, it's going to be totally flush with the chatzeris, you're not going to have any walls of the mavi. And that he says, and if you're going to say that it's open in the back wall, and that is, when did Rabbi Yisus say a case that the mavi is going to be kosher with just a length of 4 tefachim, is a very wide mavi. Again, it's very narrow in the sense of just in the length, but it's going to be very wide. And therefore, you could have 2 openings, 2 pesachim of 2 different courtyards in the back wall. So again, it's very wide. The length is just 4 tefachim. But since it's very wide, so you could have 2 openings from 2 different chatzeres in the back wall. And that, Abai says, that can't be. V'am Rav Nachman says, Naktinan, that we have a tradition, a Masorah from our fathers and a custom from our Rabbein, from our teachers, that Ezehu Mavi Shenitur Balech Bekar. What is the type of a Mavi that can be permitted with the side post or with the crossbeam? Kol Sh'arko Yesal Rachbay. The length that is more than the width. That's a Mavi, and that will be permitted with a Lech Bekar. But if it's squared, then it has a shame of Chatzir, not a Mavi. And regarding the halachas of Chatzir, the Gemara says later on that to permit a Chatzir, it has to have at least a board of 4 tefachim, or a board that's just a little bit on one side, but then another board that's a little bit on the other side when it's totally open to the Rishis Rab. Now, since you're saying that the length is 4 tefachim, is going to be kosher, that means the width has to be less than that, because the length has to be more than the width. And therefore, the width is going to be a little bit less than 4 tefachim. So then if that's the case, you're not going to have a share of even 1 Pesach. Because as we said before, that in this whole Masechta, the Gemara says that an opening of a Pesach cannot be less than 4 tefachim. So how can you say that it's going to be a case of the back wall because the length is just 4 tefachim? That definitely you can't have it open. So you say, oh, it's very wide. It can't be wide because it can't be wider than the length. As we said, that it can't be, that the length has to be more than the width, and ubatim chatzeres pesuchim teichen has to have houses and chatzeres open to it. So those 2 halachas make it impossible for Rabbi Yosef to have his case of 4 tefachim. So obviously, a mavi cannot be 4 tefachim. It has to be 4 amas. And that thing must have Rabbi Yosef. What would Rabbi Yosef respond to that? The pasuk lebekeren zavas. No, there is a case that I could tell you that the length is going to be just 4 tefachim, and it'll be more than the width, yet you're still going to have the ability of two openings from Chatzeris into that Mavli. Well, how is that possible? In the corner. And as the Gemara shows this picture in Rashi, that there's a tefach that's open by the back wall on each side, and you have three tefachim by the length of the wall, of the length of the Mavli. And so too on the other side. And therefore, you're still going to have somewhat of a wall on either side of the length, and you're going to have somewhat of a wall on the back wall. That will be the dimensions and the structure of the Mavli that still will maintain. It won't be totally open. There will be an understanding of what we view here as a Mavli. Because, although we said before that where you're putting this opening, either on the sides, it's totally going to undo it because it's just four tefachim, and the back is just four tefachim. And you have to have two psachim opening up into this one Mavli. We say you can do it, but it's going to be a corner. You'll have four tefachim of an opening of a corner. That is because you'll have one tefach from the back on either side for your, because you can have one chatzah opening one side, one chatzah opening on the other side. So you have one tefach in the back, three tefachim on the side. So then you still have part of, like, considered like petzimin. You have somewhat of a structure here. You don't have to have more than just a semblance of a mavli, but it has a semblance because you're not totally opening it flush to the chatzah, because you're leaving part of it by taking a part of one side and a part of the other side, thereby getting your opening of four tefachim, but by not undoing the total part of the mavli. So that's how Rav Yosef would resolve that difficulty that Abaye seems to be like. Abaye says, no, I could resolve it even according to my opinion. But Abaye continues, says, Menominilah, where do I know this from? I'll bring you another raya that the Mavi's length has to be 4 amas. Damar Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Huna. Lechi Haboilit Midoifne Shal Mavi. Regarding a side post that's sticking out from the wall of the Mavi. And that is, it's going into the width of the Mavi, but it wasn't made for the purpose of a lechi as a side post. Rather, it was coming out from the corner of the structure of the building, like people do in houses to support the building, as they show a picture here in Rashi, that you have what seems to be like a ches, which seems like a mavli, like an alleyway, but then you have something just a jutting coming out from the structure of the walls, again, not meant to be a lechi, which a lechi, the purpose is a heck or is a sign to see, oh, this is where the boundary ends. This looks like part of the structure. So let's say you have such a case where the lechi is sticking out from the wall of the mavoi into the width of the mavoi. So then it depends how much is sticking out. Pachas me'arba amas, if it's sticking into the mavoi less than 4 amas, into the width of the mavoi, then the lechi is going to be nidun mishim lechi, then it will have a status of a lechi, and that is, and then you can rely on that part sticking out of the wall, and that although that this part of the wall that's sticking into the width wasn't put there for the purpose of it being a lechi, however the halacha is, as the Gemara says later on from Abaya, that what's called a lechi o'imim me'elav, a lechi that just happens to be there, is kosher. So although here it wasn't intended to be a lechi, but since it's sticking out into the width of the mavoi, but less than 4 amas, so we view it as a lechi, it's something that's here. It's like a side post here, and showing you that this is where it ends. That's regarding if it's less than 4 amas. And therefore, ve'en etzarach lechi achalatira, that regarding this mavi, since it was already structured like that, the way it was built, again, maybe to support the wall, you don't have to have another lechi to permit that mavi. However, dalet amas, if let's say that this lechi, so to speak, but it's not really lechi, that this part of the wall that comes in to the mavoi is 4 amas into the width of the mavoi, then nidon mishum mavoi, and that is, we give it the status of a lach of a mavoi and not of one of a lechi. In other words, what we're saying is that since generally the length that is necessary for the dimensions of a mavoi is permitted with that amount of a length of 4 amas, so then we say that this that's sticking out into the width of the mavoi, it's not a lechi, it's a mavoi. It's the shear of a mavoi, and therefore here also we say that it's not anymore, we can't see it as a lechi, and to rely on it as a lechi, and although if a person would make it and designate it as a lechi, it would be kosher, even if it's more than 4 amas, because you added more to close off the wall, it shouldn't be worse than a lechi that's just a mashu, that's just a little bit. However, here it's different, that since the person didn't designate it as a lechi, it was just there, and we said, although generally it works, like we said from Abaye, even if it's just there, but since it wasn't designated to be a lechi, us with our thought cannot exclude it and take it away from the halacha of the wall that it is, which is the wall of a mavi that it would be. We cannot designate it as a lechi just with our thought process to take it out from the status of a mavi and to create it into a lechi. And therefore it comes out that you won't have any tikkun for this mavi again, because you don't have a lechi. You really only have what's called a mavi wall. Because again, that is the length of the shear of a mavi, which is 4 amos. Now that it's so big, we can't see it as a lechi. Again, although if you would designate it, it would be good because it's not worse by making it bigger. But in its name, in its default position, it's not a lechi, it's a mavi. When it's less default, it is a lechi. And therefore, if it's 4 amos into the width of the mavi, it's not going to be kasher. And rather, we're going to give it the status of a mavi. And therefore, you would need another lechi to permit that wall that's sticking out into the width of the mavi. That itself, that wall sticking out, would have to have its own lechi to be added on over there. And therefore, Abaye says, you see from here, that less than 4 amos, we don't give it a status of a mavi wall to exclude it from its Torah, from its halacha of a lechi. And therefore you hear, Zokta Abaye, that what is the length requisite to permit a mavi? It's 4 amos, like Abaye. And therefore that's not like Rav Yosef, because you see that here, what they made the differentiation was if it's 4 amos or not. Because 4 amos, it's a mavi wall. Less than 4 amos, it's not, therefore it could be a lechi. That's like me, not like you, Rav Yosef, who said it's 4 tefachim, not 4 amos. And that the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, what would he respond to this? He says, you're right. Lafuki mitaris lechi, to come to exclude it from its status as a lechi, that's a din be'etzim, that's judging, it's analyzing the lechi part of it. That is ad ikar arba amos. That would require a large shear to say, this is not a lechi. This is a wall, this is a mavi wall, that needs 4 amos. But lemehevi mavi, but to, for it to be a mavi on its own right, a wall of 4 tefachim would also be included in the status of mavoi. It's just that when it's 4 amos, it cannot be a lechi. It has to be a mavoi wall because a mavoi is a large shear. And such a large shear, we don't see it as a lechi. But to go ahead and create a mavoi wall doesn't need 4 amos. It's just that when it's that big, it's definitely going to be that and not the lechi. But however, a mavoi wall could be 4 tefachim. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael says, it's not a difficulty on my position that the length of a mavi doesn't have to be 4 amos, it could be 4 tvach. Now the Gemara goes back to what we mentioned before, gufa. We said, Amir Rami Bar Chama, Amir Avhuna, we mentioned that lechi haboilit midaf nishal mavi, this was the case that a buyer brought in to be a raya for him, which Rav Yosef said, not a raya, said that if you have this side post, so to speak, this wall that's sticking out from the wall of the mavi into the width of the mavi, we continue on to Amid Beis. So he said, at pachis marba amos, if this wall that's sticking into the width is less than 4 amos into the width of the mavi, then nidim mishim lechi. Then we'll view it as a side post, even though it wasn't made for that. It will be enough of a hecker for people in this mavi, and therefore the mavi will be kosher. If ein tzarch lechi ach l'artir, then you won't need another lechi to go ahead and permit that wall, to permit that mavi, because it already has its quote-unquote lechi. However, dalet amos, if let's say that it comes into the width of the mavi, this wall that's here, perpendicular, is coming in 4 amos, then nidun mishim mavi. We don't view it as a lechi, we view it as a wall, another wall of the mavi, and therefore b'tzarch lechi achel artir, therefore you need another lechi, quote-unquote, to permit that wall and to permit the whole mavi. And that is where we begin the Gemara's questioning. I say lechi, that other lechi that you have to add on, which is this wall coming in, which is generally the area where you would put a lechi, but we can't view it as a lechi because it's 4 amos long, we view it as a mavi wall. Hey chamamide, where do you put it? Because generally we would put it there, but idemuki lebahade, if you're going to put it next to that part of the wall that's coming into the width of the mavi, you're just making that wall bigger. In other words, you have to make a lechi, a side post, a stick sticking up. Now the problem is, where do you put it? You put it a perpendicular to the length of the wall. You put it on the side over there. But now you have something jutting already, so you're going to put it there, but then it just looks like that wall got bigger. So it's 4 amos and a little bit more. That's not going to make a kasher, because we said it's not a lechi. You're not going to be able to see any difference. It just looks like that wall got bigger. So that the Gemara gives two approaches. Amra Papa, demuki le'idach gisa. You're right, you put it on the other side of the wall. That is, there's two walls in the length. One of them has this wall coming into the width. On the other one, the opposite side, that's where you put the lechi, because you're right, or else it wouldn't be a hacker if it's on that same wall. Rav Huna b'Reidu Rav Yeshua, he says, afilatema demuki le'badi. You could even say that it's even with that wall that's extending in. But, dematvibe or dematvibe. You either make it more, or you make it less. And there's two approaches in Rashi, which means either you make the lechi higher than that wall, or you make it lower than the wall. So it's recognizable that it's something different, and therefore that will be the lechi. Or Rashi says, you make that part either thicker or thinner, so that it's either going to extend out or extend in. Basically the same idea that you'll be able to realize that this is different than the wall that's sticking in 4 amos, and therefore it will be valid as a lechi, even if it's part of that wall, and it doesn't have to be on the other side. Now the Gemara comes to clarify this halacha of Rav Huna. This that we said that you have a regular mavoi, but then you have this wall, a jutting that's sticking out, that's perpendicular to the length, that's in the width of the mavoi, that depends if it's 4 amos or not. Rav Huna said, if it's less than 4 amos, it will be kosher, the mavoi, because then we'll see it as a lechi. If it's more than 4 amos, it's not going to be kosher, because we won't view it as a lechi. Rather, we're going to view it as a wall, and then you'll need another lechi. That the Gemara says that, Amar Rav Huna b'ridei Yeshua, loya marin, we didn't say this psul, let's say, that if the wall that's sticking out into the width, if it's more than 4 amos, then it won't be kosher with that wall, and you're going to have another lechi to permit that mavi. We didn't say it el b'mavi shmoina, only if the width of the mavi is 8 amos, or definitely if it's more than that, because then you have this mavi with no lechi permitting it, because we said that more than 4 amos, we won't see it unless you designate it as such, as a lechi. However, if the width of the mavi is only 7 amos wide, then it's going to be permitted with this wall that is more than 4 amos, but for a different reason. And that is this mavi, although, as we explained, obviously this wall sticking out into the width is not a lechi, because it's more than 4 amos. However, it's permitted because b'eimin merub ala parts, for a different svara altogether. Because now, regarding this fourth wall, the one that's open to the Rosh Hashanah, has more closed area than breached area. And that is since the closed part is greater than the amount that's breached. Because again, we're saying that it's 7 amos in the width. More than 4 amos, at least, is what is closed because there's a wall there. So now you have only 3 amos that's open to Rosh Hashanah. That is what's called Eimin Merub Ala Parts. The closed area of the wall is more than the breached part of the wall. And then we can learn Kavachayma from Chatzar that this halach of Eimin Merub Ala Parts is what says we view it as one long wall, although the breach is a certain amount, but since on the whole span of the perimeter of the wall, it has more closed than open, we view as the whole area as a closed area. As we find by Chatzar, that is a Machatz, just like we find by a Chatzar, which is not a Mavi, that is if it's squared, or let's say if the width is more than the length, where again, we don't give it the halacha of a Mavi, even if it's open to Rosh Hashanah. So we say regarding a courtyard, a chatzur, she'ein niteres b'lechi b'kare. By a chatzur, it doesn't have that kula of a lechi or a kare, that if it just has one side post or a crossbeam, if let's say that the wall of the chatzur is opened flush into the shusar abim, that it wouldn't be enough just to put a simple lechi that just is a mashahu. That won't permit it. Rather, chatzur has to have at least a board of 4 tfachim, as the Gemara says later on in this parak on Daf Yud Beis, that pasei chatzur, the boards of the courtyard, have to have at least 4 tfachim. So a chatzur doesn't have this kula of mavui, of lechi and kaira. Yet, niteres ba'imim merub ala parts, it is permitted with this halacha when you have more closed area than open area. And that is, even if there's many breaches in the walls of the courtyard, on all 4 walls surrounding it, however, it was left over more closed area than what was breached, then we say it's permitted even without doing any rectifications. You don't have to do any tzuris ha-pesach, any lecha, you don't have to do anything if it has more closed than open. So, mavi shenitar, so a mavi, an alleyway, that is permitted even if it's totally open to Rosh Hashanah. But lechi, with just a simple lechi that's a mashu, it doesn't have to be 4 tefachim like by chatzah. Vekar or a crossbeam, in a dinch, nitta ba'imim rumal parts, isn't it definitely a kavachayma that it should have the leniency of this halacha that by chatzah, which seems to be lower than a mavi, it doesn't have the leniencies a mavi has, but yet it's still available to do with that the closed area is more than the open area that's going to be mutter. So too, a mavi should be mutter without any other simon, it wouldn't require any lechi or kaira. And therefore, that's why he's saying that if it's going to be 7 amos wide, the mavi, then even if this is larger, this wall that's extending into the width, it's 4 amos, so it cannot be a lechi, but you're right. But it's mutter because of the halacha of oimid merubala parts. However, Rashi says that although a mavi that's 8 amos wide, that this kavachimer from chata should also permit it, because if it's more than 4 tfachim, this wall that's extending in to the width of the mavi, we give it a halacha of pas, which is a board that by chatzar is permitted with a board of 4 tfachim. So therefore here also, even though you have this whole open area into the Rosh Hashanah, so although it's not going to be a lechi, because a lechi, we don't see it as a lechi if it's more than 4 amos, but a pas, a board, it definitely is, as long as it's more than 4 tfachim, it can be as long as it wants to be. So if you're saying kavachem from chatzar, just like chatzar is good with just 4 tfachim closing to make it as this heker that's necessary for a chatzar, which is not good enough with just a simple lechi of a mashu, but it's enough with 4 tfachim. So this one that's going 4 amos should be at least a pas, even if the width is 8 amos, and it's not going to be Eimin Merub Ala Parts. And that Rashi says, similar to what we mentioned before, that although it will be a pas if you mentally, if you designate it as such, but since here we're talking about, again, the part of the wall that was just the contractor made or whatever it wasn't made for the tikkun of a pas, so just like we said that it's excluded from the halacha of lechi because you didn't make it as such, so therefore it also doesn't have the status of a pas, and therefore it's not recognizable to say that this is a Pesach it's opening, and therefore it won't be enough of a tikkun to be matrid, again, because it's just like we said, it's not a lechi because you didn't designate it as such. Here also, since you didn't designate it as a pas, you can't say a kavachayma that it would be from a chatzah, that it would be at least a pas. So therefore, if it's eight amas, it's not going to be kosher. But he's saying that although we said that this is a problem for a mavli, if it's coming into the width of the mavi more than four amas, it's not if it's just seven amas, because then it's going to be kosher because oimin meruba laparts. But then the Gemara says it's not really kavachimer. The Gemara asks, mala chatzah, how can you learn that from chatzah? She came pritzasa be'eser. There's a leniency by chatzah that you don't have by mavi, which is that the breach of a chatzah is allowed to be up till 10 amas. And that we say that a breach by a chatzah of 10 amas will not invalidate the chatzah unless if it's totally opened to it, the whole wall is taken down, or if it's more than 10 amas, as the Gemara later says on Daf Tezvav and Beis, that any pirzah that's 10 amas is mutter. It's only a problem if it's more than that. Yet, Tarma b'mavah, how can you say a kavachamah to mavah, shebet sasi b'arba? That just four tfachim, the Gemara says later on from Rav Huna on Daf Vav, is going to be considered a pirzah, and that's going to be a breach and undo the mavah. So therefore, how can you say to learn a kavachamah from chatzah? Chatzah has its own leniencies, and maybe that's why it has the leniency of Eimin Rubel parts, and it wouldn't be that way by mavah. Now, that thing where it says, Ksav Rav Huna Berei De Rishua, mavah nami pirzah sebe'asa. The reason why I hold this is kavachamah, because there's nothing that chatzah has over mavah. Because even regarding the halach of breaches, Rav Huna Berei De Rishua holds that mavah also is permitted up to a breach of 10 amas, and less than that will not be considered a breach. But that the Gemara says, wait a second. Laman kamrinan. This kavo chayma that we're saying, in whose opinion are you saying this? That you were saying that Rav Huna Berei Yeshua was coming to explain a certain halacha. He said, oh, regarding this wall, that's four amas. You know what? Although you said it's a problem, it's only a problem if it's eight amas or bigger, but seven amas is not because you have oimin merubah laparts. You were saying it l'Rav Huna. In other words, he was saying it in Rav Huna, who was his Rebbe, who was a Talmud of Rav. He was coming to explain this statement that he said, that regarding this lechi that sticks out into the width of the mavi, who said that halacha? That was Rav Huna that said it. And now Rav Huna Berei De Rishua is coming to explain that, and he said, although my Rebbe said that when it sticks out four amas or more, it's not going to permit this mavi, because we're not going to see it as a lechi, because a lechi is not an area of four amas, we see that as a mavi wall, and therefore you're going to have another lechi. Yet, that's what he's coming to say. But if it's seven amas, then it's going to be okay because it's going to be Eimin Merubah Laparetz. But Bahar Rav Huna Pritzasi B'Dalatz Relay. He's coming to explain the statement of his Rebbe Rav Huna. Now, his Rebbe Rav Huna holds that a Pirtza, a breach in the Mavi, is only allowed up to four Tfachim, as the Gemara later on will explain. And therefore, if he's coming to say it in his Rebbe Rav Huna, how can you say that will be kosher by seven Amis because of Eimin Merubah Laparetz from a Kavachim and from Chatzar, when it's not a kava and chatzah, because chatzah does have something over regarding the halachas of the breach, because his Rebbe, who he's coming to elucidate and explain, holds that a breach by mavah is just with four tefachim, and doesn't have the leniency of chatzah of 10 amas. And that the Gemara says, Rav Huna Berei De Rishua, time of dinaf sheikama. He was coming to say his own opinion. In other words, he was saying that regarding a mavah that's eight amas or more, then I agree to my Rebbe, Rav Huna, who said that halacha, that if this wall, this lechi, this stigyam, more than four amas, will be possible because we won't see it as a lechi and it won't be kashering this mavi. But a mavi that's seven amas, then I don't agree with him, because then I would say that it would be permitted based on this kavachemim, because I hold that a mavi, its piritza, is only 10 amas. And therefore, there's nothing a chatzar has over mavi, and therefore if chatzar, which is lower than a mavi in the sense that it doesn't have the permission of lechi and kair, yet it has the leniency of oimin meruba laparetz, more areas closed and open, so then definitely a mavi has to have that leniency. And therefore, when it's just seven amas in the width, and four of it is closed, so only three is breached, four is greater than three, therefore we see it as closed, and that's why it's going to be mutter, even though it's not a lechi, but for the halacha, from the fact that it's closed, and we view it as a complete wall. Now the Gemara says that Rav Ashi comes to add on even more on this statement that we just said. He says, "Afil tema b'mavi shmoyin nami leitzarach lechi." That although you just said before, Rav Huna Berei De Rishua, that if it's a width of seven, it's also going to be okay because you don't need a lechi because you have oimin meruba laparetz. However, Rav Ashi comes to say, I'm going to take it a step further. Even if the mavi is eight amas wide, you're also not going to need a lechi, and that is although it's more than four amas, it's going to be okay. Because manavshach, either way you look at it, it's okay. When they have an area of 8 amas in the width, if the closed area is more, so then then you're right, then you'll have the svara that it's going to have more closed area than what's open. Because you, if, let's say, again, you have 8 amas, so you have to split it up. You don't know which one's more. Is the closed area more or the open area? So if you have more closed area, so that means the 4 amas of the lechi are sticking out more than 4 amas. So it comes out that the breach is less than 4 amas. It has to be because it's exactly 8 amas. So then it's permitted with that hetter of emir mal parts. The parts nafish. Yet if the breach is more than what's closed, so then that means it's a little bit more than 4 amas, because now the closed area has to be a little bit less, because it's less than what's parts, so then need the mishum lechi. Then it's going to be permitted, because you're viewing it as a lechi, because it comes out that this wall that's sticking out has a little bit, at least maybe even minute, than 4 amas, and therefore we can see it as a lechi, because it's less than 4 amas. And the majority of people cannot make exactly 4 amas of wall and 4 amas of breach. So therefore, it has to be somewhere missing on one or the other. So either the wall is more than 4 amas, and the breach is less, so it's emirul parts, or the breach is more than 4 amas, and the wall is less, so therefore, although it's not a wall now, and it's more breach than wall, but now it's a lechi, because it's less than 4 amas. So either way, it's going to be kosher. But my amit, what are you going to say that no, it's going to be asr? Because maybe it's exact. The shavit tavai kadadi, maybe that there's no lechi, because it's 4 amas, but yet there's no oimim merubal aparetz. There's no more closed than open because it's exactly the same. Maybe there's 4 amas of open and 4 amas of closed. So that 4 amas of closed is not a wall. It's not a lechi because it's a wall already, but it's not more than the parets. Therefore, it can't kasher that way. That the Gemara says, havalei safek divrein. That ultimately is a safek dirabbanan. That is, we're not sure. Maybe it's exact and it's usher. Maybe it's not exact and it's going to be mutter. And the whole halacha of carrying in the mavi is drabbanan. It's a rabbinic invention that carrying in the mavi should be a problem because it's not really Rosh Hashanah. You're not carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. It's drabbanan who say we're concerned that you might come to carry Rosh Hashanah because it looks the same. So at most, it's a safek dirabbanan. The safek divrein lahalka. And we know that regarding a safek on the isdrabbanan, we go lenient. And therefore, he says, I'm going to take a step further. Not only if the width is 7 amas is going to be kosher, but even 8 amas, either way you look at it, it's either going to be oimim ruba parts, or it's going to be less than 4 amas and not oimim ruba, but then it's going to be a lechi. And yet, regarding the possibility that it's exactly 4 and 4 of the breach and what's closed, however, that's a suffix. We're not sure. You can't exactly measure it down to the molecular level. And therefore, since we drop on and we go olakula and we say that it's not exactly the same, and therefore, either way you look at it, it's going to be kosher again, either because of a lechi or because oimim ruba la parts.